Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Well, hello and welcome to another glorious edition of the Safety FM show with Jay Allen. Yes, you know, it's another week, another fun time. Now, this is where we kind of get into that interesting timeline because you definitely know that we're already in the summer if you're here in the United States. And it gets kind of weird because this is that week of June. Well, today's June 27th. Let's start off with that. But it's that weird week where it's right before Independence Day and it's not Independence Day. So you start thinking, is it a long weekend or not a long weekend? Or is it kind of the short weekend? And things can get relatively weird depending on how you look at the time. Because here's how I look at it. July the 3rd is Monday. So do you take an extra day from work if you can? That way you have the extended 4-day weekend, or you just kind of call it as it is and move forward. Or maybe I'm just kind of overthinking this because I feel like I've spoken about this now on 2 or 3 different shows. So I'm starting to wonder if it's just something that I just need to get over and move forward with. But anyways, let's talk real quick. So today I'm having the glorious opportunity of hanging out in Gainesville, Florida, home of where the University of Florida is located. So that's kind of some fun stuff going on in today's world. But I wanted to sit down, and I know that over the last few weeks, we've really been taking some deeper dives into some things that are, I guess, near and dear to my heart. And it's really talking about that whole aspect of, have we lost some of the fundamental concepts of what's important in our world of safety? There's so many different things that we can take a look at the moment as we kind of look at the day in and day out of the stuff that's going on, that I start to wonder, are we kind of looking at the glamorous side of safety that we tend to forget to look at the nuts and bolts of what's going on? And let me kind of backtrack just a little bit as I say that. You know, as you have went through this journey, you have looked at maybe hundreds of different things. At this point, maybe even thousands of different things. But are the people that you're interacting with at the same part that you're at? Now, it becomes very difficult from time to time as you are doing the things that you do, as we get to hang out in this world of safety. And I say that from the aspect of, yes, we have looked at 1,000 different events. We want to have those serious conversations about them. But that does not necessarily mean that is where our core group is located. Does not mean where we'll say, I'll use the term audience is at. The people that you interact with at your organization. And even though we want to be at this, we'll say, quote unquote, higher level class, meaning in regards of a 400 style class and not a 100 style class, I have learned that over the years, the art of being able to repeat the same story over and over again is so important. And talking about it in a form that does not sound robotic in regards of you saying it. And I think that that's some of the most difficult things that we get to do as we do our work. There's so many different concepts in glit and glam that's out there when it comes to this world that we talk about, that it becomes very difficult sometimes to sort through what is real and what's just, we'll say, the flavor of the week. Because conceptually, think about this. Some of the stuff that we talk about in this world, in particular related to human and organizational performance, was not, we'll say, popular 30 years ago. And when you start thinking about 30 years, you go, man, that's a long time. That's a long time to be having this conversation of concepts. So think about it. We're talking mid-90s, early 90s, however you want to look at it. And these are still concepts that to this day are kind of catching on, depending on where you're located. Now, some people think that this is new view safety is how they call this. What do you have that you look at that you go, wow, this is considered new and it's 30 years old? Would I say that is becoming more mainstream? Well, one can argue that. One can say that something's becoming more mainstream. Is that good or bad? Because here's how I look at this. The concepts of safety that we go around talking about, at least on this show, has kind of revolutionized some of the portions of the industry. And it seems that there's a lot of things that are trying to jump on, we'll say the quote unquote bandwagon about this, and not truly understanding what the true principles are of these concepts. There are behavior-based based safety programs that claim that they're HOP, but they're not. They're just a different version of behavior-based safety with HOP ideology and tied into it. Now, listen, a few weeks ago, there was a manufacturer that put out a video clip of some guy saying that there really is no difference between behavior-based safety and HOP and, you know, the different categories. And I kind of sit back and chuckle, because I look at it and go, sometimes before we speak, we should probably do some research into some of the concepts before we just say random things that we don't truly understand. Now, of course, that's my opinion, but people are entitled to do what they want. But as you sit back and look at some of this and you really think about what we're doing, what are the things that you realize that you haven't been applying into your organization? Or are there things that you have applied and you go, I just don't want to go back and repeat it over and over again? Now, hopefully you work at a place where turnover is not very high. That's always a good thing. But if it's not the case at the place that you work, how do you go about repeating the information that needs to be told? And I think that that's some of the difficulty that we have. And listen, yours truly right here is included into this. I don't want you to think that I'm being like, oh, no, this doesn't apply to me. I have a difficult time sometimes, depending also on which show you're taking a listen to, about repeating the same thing over and over again. Because I get worried about what people are going to think. I get worried about, oh, well, people are just going to think that I'm just trying to repeat that same stuff. But that is the important concepts that need to go out there. So just because you might be wanting to teach a 400 level class does not necessarily mean that your 100 level people in the organization are ready for the 400 level. I think that sometimes becomes some of the difficulty that we have, that we want to get so advanced, and it's not a bad thing that we do, but we have to remember who the target is that we're talking to. And I've known this since being able to be blessed enough to be able to go out and teach. Even when I was working at very well-known transportation companies. But it's one of those things that, yes, you know, this might not be what I would say of 100% interested in regards to going out and teaching, but man, it is what the organization needed at that time. And that's the thing to talk about. That's the thing to move forward with. You can have your beginning concepts, your beginning information, your middle information, and your advance. And it's okay to have those things. But can you separate those breakdowns in regards of doing it? And without it sounding robotic. Maybe that's the stuff to talk about today. Maybe that's the stuff to think about today. If you have a moment as you're hanging out today, after listening to this, how would you reinvigorate the way that you teach the information that's related to safety inside of your organization today? Not in the future, but today, without it sounding repetitive and robotic. How would you do those? That's the question that I want to drive today. Now, of course, with it being summer session, this will be a shorter episode. But if you could take those extra minutes that you would normally get out of this episode and think about those concepts, I would love to hear back from you. You can always go to our website, safetyfm.com. You can drop a line right there and let us know what you think. I've been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. And until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.